Blog Talk Radio.
I call you king, I call you master.
We've given it up. But I want to hear y'all talk to the Lord and give y'all praise, because hallelujah is the highest praise. Can I hear you? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. For truly, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made. So I will rejoice, you shall rejoice, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here today as we come to praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And we come to receive, to seek, and to hear from God. Thank you, Lord, because we know that Jesus told us, praise God, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we need a word from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm going to dive in right here where we are. Praise the Lord. And today we're discussing building your ministry the kingdom way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we are kingdom builders. Glory be to God. And God has called us forth to operate, praise God, in the ministry in a way that is pleasing unto him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. And I do want you guys to know that the phone lines are open. Glory to God. And if any of you are here and are on the line and would like to speak, you may do so by pressing the number 1, I believe it is. I'm not quite sure. It has been some time, praise God, since I've been here on the ministry line. So the number may have changed for which number that you press, praise God. But if you are on the line and you have something to say, you may go ahead and let me know so by showing up on the screen with your hand raised. Amen? Amen. Well, I have only 3 points that we will cover today, praise the Lord, as we talk about building our ministry the kingdom way. And I say the first thing that is most important for us as people in ministry, whether that is someone who is serving under a pastor and he pastors you or shepherds you, amen, or whether you are a lay member, I'm sorry, that would be the lay members, whether you are a leader, glory be to God, in ministry, you are a, praise God, a pastor, a evangelist, a prophet, a prophetess, a teacher, a preacher, a minister, a deacon, a bishop, an elder, or a reverend. This first point serves everyone in ministry. And that is, have a heart to serve God. Amen? Glory be to God. I will also be placing that into the chat room. Amen. You need to have a heart to serve God. Glory be to God. Because if you don't have a heart to serve the Lord, then your ministry is in vain. You will not profit yourself, and you will not profit anyone else in ministry if you do not have a heart to serve God. If you are serving yourself, then you are not serving the Lord or the people of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. And I want us to go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5, and then we will proceed to the book of Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. So your heart needs to be right. And it needs to be in the right place, amen, because, see, God wants somebody who truly wants to serve him. He wants someone who has a heart to serve his people as well. So your heart must first be right by serving God, but secondly, you want to serve the people of God. But if you are not in the place where you are willing to serve God, then you are not in a place where you are willing to serve the people of God. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. So I hope and pray that I've given you guys some time to get to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5 in your Bible. Praise the Lord. And if not, I want to go ahead and give you a little bit of time to do that. Amen. As we proceed forward. It says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." So God has to be the most important part of your life. He has to be your everything. And you have to love him with everything you've got. Amen. And if you love him in this way, then your heart will be right. Amen. To serve God wholeheartedly. Glory be to God. And you will have such a passion for the people of God. Amen. That you will serve him before the people as he sees fit. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Now let's take a look at Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28. Hallelujah. Because it is very important to God the way that we operate before his people. God wants his people to see him when he sees us. Amen? Or rather, when they see us. Praise God. I do apologize. Amen. God wants his people to see him when they see us. So they should see what God is like when they encounter us. Glory to God. Now, in the book of Matthew, chapter 20, verse 28, it says, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." So if we follow in the footsteps of Jesus, then that means that we will serve the way that he served. Amen. So Jesus basically told us and is telling us, hallelujah, that I didn't come here to be served, I came here to serve. And so we must know first and foremost in ministry that we come to serve God first and the people second. Amen. And if we do that, then that means we understand that we have a responsibility and an obligation to the people of God. That means it is important how we talk to them. It is important how we view them, and it is important how we treat them. Amen? I'm going to say that again. Number one, it's important how we talk to the people of God. Number two, it's important how we view them. And number three, it's important how we treat them. Amen? Because we must talk to them as God would or as Jesus would. We must view them the way that the Lord does. Amen? We must see them the way that he sees them. Praise the Lord. And then we must treat them the way that he would have them to be treated. Glory be to God. Because God does not want any of his children or his people to be mistreated. So it is important that if you are a member in a church serving under a pastor or a leader, that you treat the people the way that God wants you to treat them, that you treat the people the way that you want to be treated also yourself. Amen. That you talk to them in a way you would like to be talked to. Amen. That you look at them in a way that you would like for them to look at you. Praise the Lord. And I put the third part first, but that you treat them, amen, the way that God treats you and the way that you want to be treated. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because if we're going to build kingdom ministry the way that it's supposed to be built, it must represent God in all. Amen? The way that he operates, the way that he minister to his people, the way that he talks to his people. We have to make sure that we're lining up with what God has already ordained, amen, for his work to be done. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go on to number two. Glory to God. Number two is accept your assignment from the Lord. And I hope and pray that you do, amen, because it's a good, great, godly assignment, amen, Praise God. I'm going to say that again. Accept your assignment from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God knows what he has assigned for you to do. Amen. And it is an assignment that will bless you as well as the people that he will use you to, number one, serve under, and number two, those who will serve under you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord our God. So I have also in the chat room that number one was have a heart to serve God, and we read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. But number two was accept your assignment from the Lord, and we will read Isaiah 40 and verse 3, and then Matthew 3, 1 through 6. Amen? Hallelujah. Both of these are talking and discussing John the Baptist, amen, as we call him. Praise God. So I pray that you will go with me in your Bibles as we look at John, prophesied by the prophets, first in the book of Isaiah 40 and 3, and then in the book of Matthew 3, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And it reads, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. So John had an assignment that God had already given to him before he came to the earth. Just like you and I have an assignment that God has already given to us before we were birthed into the world. Amen? Before we were ever formed in our mother's womb. Amen. And we must accept this assignment and then work with God to carry out the assignment that he has given to us. Glory to God. So let's look at that. Praise the Lord. In the book of Matthew, chapter 3. Hallelujah, Jesus. I hope and pray that you are looking at these scriptures with me and that this is blessing you, because I tell you, it is truly speaking to me, even if it isn't saying anything to you. Amen. Praise God. It is definitely speaking to my heart, my mind, my soul, and my spirit. Praise God. In the book of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, it reads, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Esaias, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. John had accepted his assignment, first knowing that it had been given to him before he was ever here in the earth, and before he had even been placed inside of his mother's womb. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he knew what he was supposed to do. Amen. What God had given him in his hand to accomplish. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He was supposed to prepare the way for Jesus. Hallelujah. And so he took his assignment seriously, and he got to doing what it was that the Father had called him to do, preparing the way before Jesus. Glory to God. And so we must also accept our assignment the same way John did. He accepted it, amen, and then he got to work doing the work of God. Amen. As you can see, he was out there. He was crying in the wilderness. He was telling people to repent. He, praise God, was baptizing people in the Jordan. And when he did what he was instructed, called, and told to do, the people came to him. Glory be to God. So when we do what God has called and told us to do and instructed for us to do, the people will come when we are found doing what we've been assigned to do. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's look at number three, and this is where we will conclude for today. Always operate in the spirit of meekness as you humble yourself before God, the people of God, and leaders in ministry. Amen. Because first you have to humble yourself before the Lord. Amen. He is God, and our assignment comes from Him. Amen. So we must go before Him and go to Him in order to know what it is that He would have us to do for the daily work of the ministry. Amen. As far as you're leading your own ministry and for serving under your pastor or leader and also serving under the authority of the ministry of others. Glory be to God. So we must always humble ourselves and be instructed and follow instruction, glory to God, for those who are in authority over us, amen, and for those we will serve under in other ministries, as well as, praise God, serving under your leader, your pastor, your prophet, your evangelist in the ministry where you are being shepherded, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so let us go ahead and look at Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3. Amen, as time permits. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. We do not have much time left on the air. Praise the Lord. But I thank God for you being here with me in fellowship. Glory to God. And for hearing what God is saying as He's training us up to be the men and women of God that He would have to follow the leaders who are over us and then to lead those who will follow us. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. So I'm going to just go ahead and give you the other scriptures. Praise the Lord. It is Galatians 5 and 23, Galatians 6 and 1, Colossians 3 and 12, and then 2 Timothy 2 and 25. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But let's take a look right now at Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I think that, you know, for those of us who, praise God, are in a ministry, amen, we have to learn how to surrender ourselves to the man or the woman of God who God, amen, has placed over us. And then, amen, we will also have those who will surrender themselves, amen, under us as God places them with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I do have my brother here on the line. I'm not sure if he has anything that he would like to say. Prophet, if you do, with the time that we have left on the air, amen, I would love to have you on. I don't know if you can be on, amen, but if so, please call in, and if you're already on the line, please raise your hand, amen, so that I can allow you to speak. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God, because I love having my brother on with me, as he always has a word from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord our God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I have truly been blessed today as I have been led through the Spirit by the Holy Ghost. And God has taught me as well as He is allowing me to teach. Amen. And I just thank God for what He is doing in each and every one of our lives today. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3 reads, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So we got to, you know, humble ourselves. We have to be meek, amen, and walk worthy of the vocation for which God has called us. Glory be to God. And that is under the ministry where you are being shepherded, amen, in the ministry where you are serving under another leader, praise God, and in your own ministry as well. We must serve the people of God in the spirit of meekness. We have to be humble. We have to be low. Yes, we have to preach. Yes, we have to teach. Yes, we have to correct, reprove, and rebuke. Amen. As leaders. Amen. Or as members of the body of Christ, because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Members one of another. Praise God. And so even as family members, we are allowed, amen, to correct one another if need be, amen, or to reprove or rebuke one another if need be, praise God. But so I am so happy that God is showing us through his word, glory be to God, that we have to bring ourselves to a place where we know I am the same as you. I may be given a position, amen. I may be a shepherd over the flock, glory be to God, but at the end of the day, I am a child of God, the same as you. I am responsible for the way I treat you. I am responsible for the way I allow you to be treated. I am responsible for the care, amen, and how you are handled in the ministry. And so I must make sure as the leader, as the pastor, the preacher, the bishop, the deacon, the elder, the reverend, the prophet, the prophetess, the minister, I must make sure, amen, that the people who are under me, the people who I'm training, would operate in a way that I would, as I learn from Christ and the Holy Ghost, and they learn from me. Because again, God is watching and listening, and it is important to God how I treat you, how I serve you, and how I allow you to be treated by others who are leaders in my ministry. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Just as well as if I am a member and my pastor presides over me, it is important the way I treat my pastor. It is important the way I talk to the other members in the church. Amen. It is important to God that I operate in a way that will please him. Because one thing that we have to be mindful of is just as you are a child of God or a servant of the Lord in whatever position of authority that you have, amen, the people who you are over and the people who are under you are also children of the Most High God. So God wants to make sure that his children are taken care of the way that he would take care of them. Amen. The way that he, glory be to God, would interact with them. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So we have to make sure that we're doing our job, because God is counting on us to make sure, amen, that his children get the right care that they deserve. Praise the Lord. And so we will pick up from here where we left off. Amen. We stopped at Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3. We will pick up again at Galatians chapter 5. Praise God when we next meet again. But I pray that this has been a blessing unto you today, because I can tell you that I hear the voice of God and I hear God through his word ministering to you and ministering to me as well, making sure that we're doing our job because he is watching us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And remembering that the higher we want to go, the lower we must become. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And follow him in his will. Amen. Obeying him and serving the people of God. So I thank God for everyone who joined me today. I pray that something I said today really touched you and really ministered to you. Praise the Lord God. And I thank God for you, your life, and the ministry that he has placed on the inside of you. Prophet, I do still have you there, man of God. I don't know if you would like to say something. I will open your line just for a moment to see if you have anything to say. And if not, praise God, if you will be so, praise the Lord, if you would accept my invitation to pray us out. Man of God,
Amen.
Are you there?
Amen. Praise the Lord. How are you doing?
I am well. Praise God. How are you, man of God?
I am wonderful. I would not decline an invitation to pray us out.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. No problem. Well, can you just, praise God, can you, amen, allow us to know what it is, amen, that was said today, amen, that you are in agreement with or things that you are not in agreement with? How was the word for today?
Amen. Today, the word was awesome. Amen. We definitely have to learn how, and one of the points that stuck out to me was how we talk to people.
Amen.
I see so oftentimes where leaders are talking to people and they're saying, get my Bible, get this, get to do this.
Right.
And you have to understand that these people have feelings too.
Yes, God.
But then you are bossing people around like that, then you want to know why they don't want to serve you, why your ministry is not a great place to work. Why people are demanding that the only way they'll work for you is that you pay them.
Jesus.
Because
my God.
I'm gonna need to be compensated for the pain that you caused me.
My God. Jesus. My God.
It's not so much that I really want to be paid. It's just so much that I'm going to need to be compensated. That you're so brutal to me while I'm serving under you. Only thing I have grace to look forward to is the check.
Jesus. Help us, Lord. My God. It's sad, but it's true.
But see, you gotta be the type of minister where people say, even if Prophet did not have enough money to pay me, even if Prophet didn't have enough money to pay me, I would still work here.
Yes. Thank you,
because
Lord.
That says something about your leader's character.
Yes, it does. Amen.
And even though you're paying them to do a job, you're still supposed to treat them like they don't have to do it.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? Because, it's real sad that the volunteers get treated better than the employees.
Oh, come on now.
Because they can quit. The employees can quit just as well as the volunteers.
Yes, that's true.
They don't necessarily have to take your money every month.
Amen.
Not for the abuse you're dealing out.
Jesus.
Then you want to know where is the power of God in your ministry. The Bible says that everything works by love.
Yes, Lord.
So, that's one of the things that stuck out to me about the teaching today, how we treat people.
Amen.
And it all has to deal with why we are either seeing the power of God in our ministry or why we are not seeing the power of God in our ministry.
Amen. Jesus.
Because God says, I'm not going to give you power that's reserved for my people and you don't love them. If I give you the power, you're only going to become more of what you already are.
Oh, my Lord. You went deep right there now. And I tell you, that's not something that God is pleased with, nor is it something that he would give you so that he would have to beat you down. You know, I'm going to say it just like that, because a lot of the times that's what has to happen when we, put ourselves so high up that he has to bring us down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, Jesus.
My God.
Well, I tell you, you know, I thank God for what he has allowed me to say today, how he has used me, because, you know, as people of God and people who are in God's ministry, amen, praise the Lord, there's a certain way he wants us to operate, and I love how he gave me the first point, or number one, which was have a heart to serve God, because our heart got to be right when we're serving him. You know, we can't be at that place where we're like, well, you know what, I would serve, but I don't, you know, I really don't, you know, want to really, you know, be in this place, you know, with these people, or, you know, at a place to where you serve, but you don't really want to serve.
Yeah, and not only
you know,
that, let's take it a step further,
Prophet
V. Let's see, before we elect you to be a pastor or a leader, can you wash feet?
Amen.
When you wash feet, really, if I told you to go in there and mop the floor, would you be offended?
Come on. Amen.
Would you tell me what your title is? Would you tell me what
Jesus
has called you to do?
My God.
Because my Bible told me, let them that desire to be great be the least of thee.
Yes, Lord, yes.
So that means
yes,
to dummy myself down if
yes,
I desire to be great.
Come on now.
He even said if my people will humble themselves and pray, and turn from their wicked ways.
Now,
in the book of Chronicles, he was not talking to the sinners, he was talking to the church.
Yes, he was.
And he still put that wicked ways in there.
Come on.
So that
preach
means
now,
you could be a leader and still be wicked.
Amen. Amen.
This is a little too hot for radio.
Uh-oh. Praise the Lord.
We got to tell the truth and shame the devil, as they say.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Jesus.
And so that was one of the points that you made that is very key, that I hope that sticks with the audience that you are speaking to.
Amen.
Because
praise God.
How you treat people determines whether they want to serve you or not.
Amen.
And if you look up and there's nobody in your ministry or nobody that's willing to help you, maybe you need to check your own attitude.
Right. Amen.
Because maybe you're not mean, but you have a kind of mean look.
Right.
To where it tells folk, don't come near me.
Right.
You know, because we even got to watch that, how we look at people and how we approach people.
Right. That's true.
And we saying a lot of people always saying they don't want my ministry, but they don't want your ministry because you don't look like you enjoying your ministry.
Amen. Come on now.
You don't look like it's something that you really believe in.
Amen.
And so why are you trying to sell it to me and you don't believe in it?
Amen.
You know, that's just like me. You tell me, you say, Papa Morgan, you should really try this banana. You should really try this banana cream pie.
Mm-hmm.
You should really try it. You should really eat it. And I say, Prophet Z, have you ever had any of it? No, but you should try it.
Don't invite me nowhere you ain't never been. Praise the Lord. That's not going to work there. That is not going to work.
That's a loaded, you have a loaded broadcast, woman of God.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I thank God for it, and to God be the glory, because I really felt him, you know, ministering to me, you know, as well as others with saying building, you know, your ministry the kingdom way, because you know what? I want to make sure my heart is right in what I'm doing toward him. Because at the end of the day, I said I want to make sure that my heart is right toward him. And